Welcome to our evening prayer service for Sunday, June the 14th. It's a blessing to be able to be here with you. Unfortunately, there is a communication issue between YouTube and Zoom, and so this is a pre-recorded one that is being posted to YouTube for today. But I do hope that you find this time, whenever you're watching, a blessed time as we come together in prayer before God. To help create the space, I encourage you to grab a candle that we might gather around the light of Christ as we pray together. There are also opportunities for you to join in responsively or in unison with me throughout this prayer service, and I encourage you to do that as you are able. So now, let us light this candle. We light this candle this night. As the light of this day wanes, we see the light of this candle grow stronger. As darkness surrounds us in our own lives, may we know that the light of Christ is strong within us. May it be our guide when we feel lost and our hope when despair comes to us. May it be our strength when we feel too weak to shine on our own. Let us begin as we turn to Psalm 15. Let us offer this psalm responsively. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? Those who walk blamelessly and do what is right, and speak the truth from their heart, who do not slander with their tongue, and do no evil to their friends, nor take up reproach against their neighbors, in whose eyes the wicked are despised, but who honor those who fear God, or fear the Lord, who stand by their oath even to their hurt, who do not lend money at interest, and do not take a bribe against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be moved. As we reflect on these words, we are reminded of the strength of character that it takes to follow God sometimes, that we must stand in the face of evil, sometimes evil that is much bigger than ourselves, sometimes darkness that seems to be all-consuming. And yet, as we said at the beginning, the light of Christ is strong within us. The light of Christ goes before us and gives us strength and gives us courage for the way ahead. Let us reflect on that light in our lives. God knows our brokenness, our sin, the ways in which we turn against what God has called us to do. So let us offer together our prayer of confession, a prayer that offers all that we are, the good, the bad, the joys, the sorrow, the celebrations and the bruises. Let us offer our prayer of confession together. As the night closes in, we admit that sometimes we crave the darkness. We think that it hides the parts of us that we don't want others to see, that we don't want you to see. But you, O God, know us inside and out, and no darkness can hide us from your searching gaze. Remind us that you search for us not to punish, but to cherish, that your love embraces us even when we don't love ourselves. Forgive us for seeking the darkness when your light waits in us to shine. Guide us, we pray, to the path you have placed at our feet. We ask this and all things in the strong name of Christ. Amen. The assurance of God's love is that even when we wrap ourselves in darkness, God breaks into our lives with light, not to show us our brokenness and our sin, but to show us that we are loved and to show us a way forward. Thanks be to God for such a love as this. We turn now to the book of Job. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. Job said, "Let the day perish on which I was born, and the night that said, 'A man-child is conceived,' let that day be darkness. May God above not seek it, or light shine on it. Let gloom and deep darkness claim it. Let clouds settle upon it, let the blackness of the day terrify it. That night, let thick darkness seize it. Let it not rejoice among the days of the year. Let it not come into the number of the months. Yet, let that night be barren. Let no joyful cry be heard in it. Let those curse it who curse the sea, those who are skilled to rouse up Leviathan. Let the stars of the dawn be dark. Let it hope for light, but have none. May it not see the eyelids of mourning, because it did not shut the doors of my mother's womb and hide trouble from my eyes." Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "If one ventures a word with you, will you be offended? But who can keep from speaking? See, you have instructed many. You have strengthened the weak hands. Your words have supported those who were stumbling, and you have made firm the feeble knees. But now it has come to you, and you are impatient? It touches you, and you are dismayed? Is not your fear of God your confidence, and the integrity of your ways your hope? Think now, who that was innocent ever perished? Or where were the upright cut off? As I have seen, those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same. By the breath of God, they perish, and by the blast of his anger they are consumed." And Job responded, saying, "Therefore I will not restrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I the sea or the dragon that you set a guard over me? When I say, 'My bed will comfort me, my couch will ease my complaint,' then you scare me with dreams and terrify me with visions, so that I would choose strangling in death rather than this body. I loathe my life. I would not live forever. Let me alone, for my days are a breath. What are human beings that you make so much of them, that you set your mind on them, visit them every morning, test them every moment? Will you not look away from me for a while? Let me alone until I swallow my spittle. If I sin, what do I do to you, you watcher of humanity? Why have you made me your target? Why have I become a burden to you? Why do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? For now I shall lie in the earth, and you will seek me, but I shall not be." We heard these words in our worship this morning. We hear these words now, and we are reminded of the ways in which we have walked in the shoes of both Job and Eliphaz, of the one who cries out to God in grief and in pain, and of the one who stands at the side of the griever, the one, the comforter. We have often tried to offer words of comfort to our friends, mostly in an effort to get through the pain. Time will heal all wounds. God never gives us more than we can handle. these sayings often hurt more than they help, because if there is a time where it won't hurt as much as it does, and I hope for that time, I feel guilty for wanting to get through the pain. Or if God doesn't give me more than I can handle, then why do I feel so weak? Why do I feel so broken? Why do I feel like I need to lean on the arm of a friend? The truth is that we are called to wade into the grief and brokenness of our brothers and sisters, to be there with them, not to walk them through it, but to walk with them as grief changes them, as we are changed by our own grief, to become who we are in the midst of loss. Let us reflect on these words and how they affect us as we move from this moment into the next. Tonight, as the sun goes down, as the light of this day wanes, we give thanks, O God, for this day, and we come before you in prayer. Hear us as we lift our burdens and our brokenness, our supplications and our celebrations. All that we are, we offer to you in prayer and in service. Walk with us in this time, we pray. We begin with thanks. Thanks for the gift of this day, the beginning of another week, the start of another opportunity to bring change to this world in the name of your love. Be our guide through this day and the days ahead, O God. Open our eyes to the chances to serve you by serving our kindred. Where there is hurt, help us to bring healing. Where there is loneliness, help us to bring companionship. Remind us that we are partners with one another and with you on this journey through life. That while each of us may suffer and struggle, we are meant to lean on one another for support, to share our light, to share your love. We also give thanks, O God, for this opportunity to come before you in prayer, to lift our voices, to lift our burdens. We are reminded of the many ways that you have been with us in the moments that have led up to this one, and we look forward to the ways in which you will be with us in the moments to come. Hear our prayers of thanks for this day, for this moment, for our lives, O God. In lifting our thanks for your presence and your guidance, we also pray for the movement of your hand and your spirit in a world that needs the radical inbreaking of your love. Too often these days we see hate and prejudice winning in the streets, and so we ask that you speak into this moment, the moment that we are in as a people, as a world. Speak and guide us to greater unity, to equality, to where we acknowledge the life of our kindred as precious as we see our own life. Remind us that phrases like Black Lives Matter only need to be shouted because we have not truly cared for one another. We have not truly cherished one another. Help us to live in the midst of these uncomfortable and hard times as we find strength in companionship with one another. Help us to build brighter days for the future. Hear, O God, our prayers for a world that seems so divided. Hear our prayers for a world that needs to find unity in the fact that you love each of us, all of us. Lastly, we come before you with the prayers that ring in our hearts but are too deep for words. These are prayers for strength through the times of hardship, prayers of thanks for your constant presence, prayers for relief, for recovery, for renewal. These prayers and so many more wait in our hearts, and so we lift them to you in the silence of this moment. These are the prayers of your people. These are the prayers offered by our lips and shouted from our hearts. Hear them as we bring them together in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you did light a candle, I invite you to blow it out. And offer with me this prayer for guidance. We go into the darkness of this night. Send your light before us. Guide us from fear to hope, from dusk to dawn, from life to death and beyond. Be our companion, our strength, our courage as we journey into the unknown of this night, of this life that you have gifted us. We ask this and all things in the strong name of Christ. Amen. Now go. Go with the love of God in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, and with the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs to share the good news you've heard this day. Amen.